positive.
Blog Talk Radio.
So my surgeon came in and was like, well, he was like, it be like that. Sometimes it'll say that it's negative, then it'll say it was positive, this, that, and third. It's real weird. I have no symptoms, no nothing. That's fucking crazy. You know, but I'm going to drink a lot of that fucking Sava bitters, I tell you that. But I don't have no symptoms or anything like that.
Yeah,
they shouldn't listen to certain music. Anyway, the phone lines is open. Let me put the number in there if anybody would love to call in. Shit, you say you can't call because you got the 19. That means your voice sound crazy right now.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Ah, goddamn. Yeah, don't call in, goddamn. You might give me that symptom and shit. That shit might come through the phone. I don't want that shit. I'm good. But I hope you get better on some real shit. On the series, I hope you get better. Okay, for real. Hope you get better. Please get better, all right? So the number's right there. If y'all would like to call in, all right? So we're going to go to some different, videos, all right? Ooh, this shit is really burning, son. Oh, my God. Yo, I just have to say this. White people, man, sometimes you just got to just let us have it, man. Come on, Elvis. Come on. Check it out. I'm glad everything is good, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you're good and all that, man. But come on, man. Can we have something? Why we just can't have it? Why we just can't have our shit, man? This is nothing racial. Just don't touch our shit. You know what I mean? That's like grandma's cookies, like grandma's collard greens. She already got every ingredient known to our ancestors. We don't need you to revamp our collard greens. That's what in the unseasoned shit is this? Y'all got to stop this shit. Y'all, like, for real. Stop. Just give our shit back. Stop it. You know what I mean? That shit hurts. We can't, come on, son. We can't do country in front of their ass. They're boo. They'll call the fucking police on your ass singing some Billy Bob Thornton shit. I mean, I don't know these niggas' names. And tell them that Elvis is not king. Them motherfuckers will get tiki torches. Knowing damn well Elvis stole everything from black people. Like the Beach Boys stole from Chuck Berry. And Little Richard. Come on, fam. Let's get this. Y'all got to stop. Billy Ray Cyrus, all that, all them niggas. This is not, don't get emotional. My shit mad dry now. Don't get emotional. Leave our shit alone. Shit. Sorry. I'm not sorry. Just stop. But quick to do this shit. Look at this shit.
big Sunday night baseball matchup. Should be a good one. Atlanta and St. Louis. It's just the Lakers being the Lakers right there. Hey, next big Sunday night baseball matchup. Should be a good one. Atlanta and St. Louis. It's just the Lakers being the Lakers right there. Hey.
It's not like you said the little negros.
Next week Sunday night baseball should be a good one. Atlanta and St. Louis. It's just the Lakers being the Lakers right there. Hey,
oh, the Lakers. But I know what they're saying. Come on, fam. You see what I'm saying? Just subliminal shit. They didn't do shit. But, oh, he wasn't racist. We just, you know, just putting cotton on his head. Why? You don't think that's offensive? So by you singing that thing, that's offensive. Stop appropriating, because it's not appropriate. Okay? I can go a little bit deeper, but I'm not. This shit right here had me falling on the floor. I'm not going to lie. This shit had me damn near spitting up nothing, because I can't eat no fucking food for 12 hours or drink. This shit right here.
How to name your Asian baby. Ding dong, ding dong. How to name you Australian baby?
Boy,
boy, boy,
boy,
boy,
boy,
boy, boy, boy, boy.
How to name your Indian baby?
How to name your Asian baby?
One more time, one more. Fuck that. That was funny.
Ding dong, ding dong. How to name you Australian baby? Boy,
boy, boy,
boy, boy, boy, boy, boy, boy,
boy, boy, boy, boy, boy, boy,
boy, boy, that's fucking funny. I want to play this, but I can't. I'm not fucking with YouTube. They already on some bullshit. Oh, and again, my membership shit is coming soon too. All right, so y'all beware. I mean. Oh, yeah, that's that shit right there. Now, you know, this nigga told on everybody. Y'all little niggas be easy out there. Y'all want to do that breaking and entering and try to stick niggas up. This is exactly what's going to happen when they catch you. This nigga looking like Quando Rondo.
So who robbed me?
Tavon Wright.
And who else?
And Kylie.
You try to pay me with this, right?
Yeah, they send me on
the mission. Who's Instagram? They sent you what?
They send me on this mission to come do this right here.
To rob me again, right?
Tavon Wright and Kyle. I don't know.
Nigga said the whole name.
Who was in the passenger seat with you?
That's the homie Elijah.
Elijah. The address you gave me, whose address
was
that?
That was just the address that they sent us to. They dropped us off.
And who is those kids standing on the block?
That's Boobop and they live over there.
They was telling you he was coming, right?
No, they wasn't.
Yes,
that's
Boobop
and his
brother. I'm a big brother.
That's Boobop and his brother.
So why did they rob
me? Look,
I'm telling you
the story. You need to go to buy a Rolex thing, right?
Okay.
7,000. Mm-hmm. I meet up with the niggas by Eldorado Park.
Mm-hmm.
They robbed me, threw me at gunpoint and everything. Once they
what kind of guns were they?
They was just black guns.
Black guns. What did they have?
One had one had a beam on it, and then another one had
what color was the beam?
A red. It was red.
Okay.
They robbed me with the at night time.
What else is that? How many guns?
It was one of two guns that I seen. I remember mm-hmm. one of two guns. And then that's when,
the
when they're
looking for you,
bro. I know the point. That's why I'm saying I was waiting.
And the police got you, nigga. They got you, bro.
Oh.
So who?
You see that shit? This is what happened when you go do licks and shit with your bros and y'all leave them. Y'all leave them for dead and they catch one. You know a nigga going to say something because his brains could have been literally right on that motherfucking floor and he would have got away with that because they got robbed. Y'all niggas better be easy out here. And I'm glad I speak the way I speak because damn it, everybody else is going to give you that ratchet shit like it's okay or condone it. Don't give you no pros, no cons. They just show you shit and go along with it like the shit is funny, but don't give the young niggas that may follow in these niggas' footsteps on what not to do. Give them jewels. Just the only thing to do is lead these niggas to the water. Can't make them drink it, but at least you letting these niggas know, like, all right, man, at least if I go to All Viral Access Media, yeah, he may talk that crazy shit. He may act a little crazy or whatever the case may be, curse people out and shit, but I know he going to give me something to think about. You know what I mean? And that should go for each and last one of y'all motherfuckers in here. Teach it. Don't just tell your kids. Teach everybody if you can. The ones that want to listen. But anywho, let's continue. Bars, man. And this nigga, man, toxic.
Hey, check it out. Yeah, I want to see you 10 seconds clicking this motherfucker. And now, like,
and why he talk so slow like that?
Series and real little conversations. So let me break the news for you guys.
I don't even care. Y'all seen the shit. She punched him in the face. That is one toxic relationship. That girl was an athlete. What's her name? Krishan. She was an athlete. She was on not fucking Gladiator shit. Some shit. She was a track and star and all types of shit, man. And now she just drink Hennessy and fight. Like, that shit ain't cute. That shit ain't, come on, son. Like, who raised these niggas? Who raised who? Where's her mama at? Where's her pappy? You know what I'm saying? This is a toxic situation. This shit ain't cute to see. This shit is toxic. That bitch gonna wind up killing that nigga, or he gonna kill her. Something gonna happen. That shit ain't cute. Not one bit. So, Krishan, that bitch need help, son. And look all this, what's she on, the hip-hop? Bad Girls Club, or whatever the fuck that shit is, man. Like, son, like I said, we only get one side of our culture, man, and that shit ain't cute. Word up. But anyway, not to play the violin, but I'm going to do it anyway, you know? And this is what I was talking about, the influence. This is the influence.
For real niggas. Yo.
These niggas are like 20-something years late, 30 years late. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. But anywho.
Yeah. Don't stupid. I don't play no games now. I'm 67 years old. Don't play with me. They might be turning that shit right off. You ask me something stupid. If you think you're going to play on me, your ass going to be in trouble. All
right? All right. Well, what is that? Cause, like,
what the hell do you think it means? Don't play with me. Now get out of my face.
Yeah.
That nigga got on the Michael Phelps fucking cap, the Run DMC OG shirt, and the motherfucking, I don't know. I had it before, but I forgot what else, man. But that nigga was going to put the civil rights shit in the back of the bus. I'm tired of these crackers uppercut, man. That nigga is not here for the game, son. That nigga is like 78-something years old. He is not playing with... Don't ask me nothing stupid. You going to give him that fucking... Everything that happened to fucking... Sorry to say his name, but Emmett Till ass whipping, nigga, okay? Don't play with that nigga, man. Shout out to the OG. That nigga was not playing, so get the fuck out of here. And look at this dude, man.
And by the way, notice anything with his eyes? I want to show you this clip again. And we're going to zoom in on his eyes, and I'm going to keep time. The normal human being blinks 15 to 20 times a minute. Let's see how many times Joe blinks. Go.
The D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies, were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes.
Yeah, I blinked 17 times this time.
Sprayed, stomped on, brutalized. Lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office.
This nigga
while he was
blinked.
And that brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours.
33 seconds, not one blink. The camera switches angle right about here. Not one blink. What's going on? Is that medication? Is that, that's not normal. And it's not a side effect of COVID as far as I know. Something weird is happening again with Joe. And by the way, notice
this nigga didn't blink for 55 minutes. And you see that he got that facelift. Then I don't know if he's a clone, but his shit is peeled back. He done got some laser treatment. But they cannot fix that stutter impediment. okay? Let's look at this nigga. Remember they say he got COVID again? He went and got his face stretched. Look at that. Look at that face. Ain't no wrinkles. Come on, you know he was looking like cottage cheese. He was looking like this brain up there. You see that? His whole face looked like a brain. His shit is mad smooth. He went from looking 106 to 101. Stop, Joe. Joe, stop it. Okay? I don't even think that his eyes, how the fuck your eyebrows go up? Your eyelids go up, but don't blink. Nah, nigga, that ain't Joe. That's O. Nigga. Yeah, Joe is floating in that big tube full of water, nigga. All right? Shit. Nigga, the Matrix. Get the fuck up out of here, bro. Nah, man. This ain't... Listen, man, we're going to skim through all this shit. Anyway, please, everybody that's in here, make sure y'all hit that like button. All right? Hold on. Yeah, MK Ultra is real, baby. Hold on. Love to show some love. Thing right there. You say crack and whack. Hit some crack. That nigga took a blast before he got on there. Yeah, I don't think that's Joe either. He went from looking 106 coming back after he said he caught COVID the second time, and his face looking like a baby's fucking forearm. Get the fuck up out of here. You ain't tricking nobody else, Bo. That ain't Joe. That's Bo. Get the fuck up out of here, Bo. We see you, but don't want to see you. Look at this shit here, man. So unattended. She get an AR-15. It took 20 minutes to learn how to work that gun. Took her 20 minutes, and she shot the guy in the chest. And guess what that means? Under fire. Life in danger, and police did not do anything. Didn't shoot her. She lived to tell her story. That cannot be black people to do that. This is why all the examples are there. They show us. When they see them, they see themselves. They see little Tammy. They see little Joey. They see little Billy. They see little Samantha. They will make sure they will take their time, even if they can die. They could die. They will literally give them multiple chances to put down the weapon. Us, it could be a phone in our hand. They will light us up 61 times. That's not a joke. Y'all don't think it's not a war on melanin? They just put melanin in batteries. Let's go up. Is it still up here? Nah, I'm not tight to my mind. I ain't gonna play this shit. I wanna see what that is. That's definitely some other shit. I don't think I have it. But come on, this shit is real. So I always say, how many examples are we gonna get? How many? We wanna get too many examples for them to show you that when they see us, they see the Incredible Hulk. We are juggernaut. We can take bullets. We can run through walls. What's the other one named? Luke Cage. That's what they see. Oh, they can take these bullets. I keep thinking it's a fucking game. Fuck Genuine. You know what I mean? Let me hear this real quick. I forgot what she said. I don't remember what she said. She's kind of pretty though.
Tend to be more submissive than black women, and because of that reason, our black men are going to those different nationalities to find a woman, find a wife, right? So, in my personal opinion, I just feel like those women know where they come from, right? They know their culture. They're taught their culture. And within that culture, it's taught to them that you're supposed to be submissive to your man. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That shit is not up for negotiation nor debate. That's just what it is, right? And being a woman, being a black woman living in America, right, we know that we are African American, right? However, what is our culture? We're not taught African culture. So what is our culture? What are we being taught here? Right? In America, what are we being taught? And if you're raised in a single parent household, most women see their mom as independent. They're taught to be independent. You're taught to be dominant. You're taught to take care of yourself and by any means necessary. You're not taught to be submissive. There's no one in the household that your mom is being submissive to. So you don't see that. So when she's raising you, she's teaching you what she knows.
That is a revolving door, a revolving cycle that I will, and I hate, yes, I would say the culture because, you know, yes, culture, right? And she forgot to add that men ain't shit and you don't need no man. Black men don't have a problem with women being independent or working or doing things or bringing things to the table. Our culture, as we create our own identity here, which we really didn't know who we were because they took our language, our tongue, history, so we only going with what we are going through in those times while we are here. We had the whole black family. We had the men in the household. But when they saw that their strategy was to break up the black family home, this only been like this for the past, I could say, like 30 years. That's crazy. I said this before. 30 years from this year is 1992. So we could say 50 years, 80s, 70s, close to the 60s, about after the civil rights, Black Panthers and stuff like that, they made it their business to make sure they infiltrate the black home, stop the jobs. They create, they own the job. They create the job. So, and it was just a lot implemented in the home. You can't even have the man in the home if you need a welfare because they control the economics because we wanted to integrate. When we integrated, we fucked it up because we had our own. We had our own jobs. We thought their water tastes better than ours. We thought their toilet seats felt more warmer and more cleaner than our own shit. Our baseball was less than to theirs. So it was kind of our fault. Integration messed up everything. Everything. We invented cars. It's just so messed up. But to land a plane with the culture, it's what your mom's taught. It's what our mothers taught our sisters. It's what the mothers taught the daughters. Basically that men ain't shit, this, that, and the third, this, that, and the third. And 9 times out of 10, they don't even look at themselves for being a problem why a man is not in the house. Now, I won't say a man was not the problem or the issue to where it was, but we always hear cases of what the men did not do. How is it that it can't be you drove this man crazy to where he could not be around? Or you didn't want him around because y'all two wasn't seeing eye to eye. So that's why us identifying ourselves or how or who we are now, we have to start setting these kind of standards. But black women have became so masculine. Sorry to say, it's true. A lot of our women have become so masculine. Being independent should not come with masculinity. Being masculine does not equate to independence. That make that like that's one. That's two different things. You can be independent and still be a woman. We can't wear the same jeans, love. So we can speak about that another day. But we definitely need to speak upon it. We definitely need to have this like a whole segment, a whole 2 hours of this kind of conversation, because we all been lied to. Now we can look at African culture, polygamy, a whole bunch of wives. There's something wrong with a lot of that culture as well, because they become dominant. The female can't do shit. They become possessive and controlling and things of that nature. A lot of things in the African culture is cool, but that don't mean all of it is good as well. Let's not act like everybody else's culture is better than ours. We all have our fucked up shit with all of our cultures. Because a lot of people from the islands are very possessive of their women. They will chop their women leg the fuck off if she catch up fucking with Thomas from Crusty River. A lot of y'all motherfuckers very possessive. You very possessive. We heard all the stories. Oh, you talking to us about Puerto Ricans. The craziest were bitches, okay? It Spanish women. Crazy. Loca. So we all have our own shit with our culture, but at the end of the day, our women, our mothers have not taught our sisters to become women or how to treat a man. To treat a man at all, it's just the war of defensive masculine talking like acting like you could beat the man. You don't need no man, but if a man put their hand on you, who you calling? Another man to protect you from that man. So our shit is just all discombobulated. When I want to talk about this, I want to have all of my bullet points intact because I'm freestyling right now. I can write way better than I can speak. I would love to have conversations like that, but every time I have conversations like this, none of you women call the fuck in. All y'all do is type in the fucking chat. Y'all don't want to hear the fucking truth. Not all. Y'all would never speak upon the things that you don't like. Y'all don't speak about the things that may make you look funny in the light. Complain about it, but don't. Let's rectify this shit so everybody can get back to this, like how Kemet was, or Egypt to some of those who don't know. When Alexander the Ungreat and people from Rome, the Romans, they lived in a Hellenistic, you know what I'm saying, sword fighting culture. They come and see Queen Tai and Moses the Third together, king, queen. Then comes Akhenaten. Then comes King Tut, and the lineage goes Queen Nefertiti. Wait, hold on. But Akhenaten and Nefertiti, oh my God, I'm so kind of sloppy with my shit. They birthed King Tut, but my whole point about it was a matriarch and patriarch side by side. The man is not in the front, the female is not in the front or in the back, right here side by side. No one is ahead of anybody. We became adopted and conditioned to this westernized, patriotic culture, patriarch culture. There should be a balance. Females are the best nurturers and the best ones that can foresee. We will do the work. You get your wisdom and your knowledge from the elders and go to your woman that see the things that you may not see because you out in the field, she see it. But you come to her for that guidance, that extra brain, like two brains is better than one type shit. You know, y'all have that. But it changed. So, like I said, I got to have my bullet points. I really have to have my bullet points on this because this is something that we really need. And I swear to God, I have to really dig deep because this is so much of a serious situation. And I know I can go there. I just like when I freestyle, it's good, but it's not good enough because I know more. So once I put my mind to it, start writing it down, I'm going to tackle every fucking thing because we have to have this kind of conversation because our black family is going straight to hell, okay, in the handbasket. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I don't want to kill y'all with this shit. You know what I'm saying? But this shit again, look at this crazy shit.
Oh, sheriff deputies pulling out a man who had been shot in an SUV. This man, a passenger in that car, frantic at the sight. It all... Oh.
Again. It's crazy. 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 My body looks nice. I'm not even gonna play that shit. Yeah, this thing you wanna get some money. Biggie Smalls, Tiana is very crazy. She put up her fucking $1.5 million home to bond her a boyfriend out. I mean, she's still keeping it when she, you know, he go to court and and get the bail bondsman and, you know, pay that money back and make sure you go to court and shit like that. They won't take the house. But, nigga, that's plain to see right then and there. He hit a fucking child and a person walking across the fucking street. So that's a dummy move. I'm just going to skim through this. Oh, and shout out to the brothers from the motherland as well, too. Look at this. This is another history lesson, especially the books from Timbuktu and Mali. Man, they got some of the most oldest books ever.
Book my name. The cover. Looking for the cover. As you see, everything is made at home. So, this is 15th century manuscript.
I know I'm not talking to all of y'all, but for those who may not know the 15th century, that means the 1400s.
Times, you know, it's amazing that, you know, people in the 15th century, were they, you know, aware of color, all the saints, even the Virgin, is painted black, you know? Today, even today, we don't find such paintings in churches, you know, always, you know, a bright color, not black color. So it has to be studied very well, you know, this type of documents. Look, even the evangelist, this is magic, you know, and the harak or the decorations, all these, you know, the binding.
That shit is crazy, man. 325 AD, man, the Council of Nicaea. Come on, man. That's what Constantine basically wrote black people out of the Bible. It was political. It was control. I always remember this quote from back in the days. It says, man who creates religion predetermines the outcome of its believers. I've been saying this shit for over 10 years. Man who creates religion predetermines the outcome of its believers. If I write a book and I know once you read it and it touches you in a certain way and you subscribe to it, I already know ahead of time how you're going to act. And I can control you through that book and what's in it. And then I can revise and have different versions of it to further indoctrinate. So you can use this shit for good or for evil. A lot of it is allegory. A lot of it is myth. A lot humans wrote this shit. God didn't say, here's the word. It's inspired. This shit is very fucking deep, man. And that's why they have to make sure that we stay dumb. That's why they never want the truth out. So now they start to really buy or soften up the history of us being slaves. Now it's involuntary servants and shit like that. They don't want to tell us the truth. All the shit that we say we invented, which we have, they don't rebuttal and can't say that we are lying. They have created a system of white supremacy and everything else off of stolen material. The Masons, they got it from the knowledge and temples of Waset, which is Luxor.
the Temple of Luxor, a.k.a. Waset. They took it from, and they took all, they burnt all the libraries. They took a lot of the documents and scrolls and put it in Cairo Museum in Cairo, owned by the Arab Emirates. Falsified. Yo, it's so crazy that they have to keep the lie going when we are the walking prototypes of that entity that goes by many names, man. Our melanin is the most important thing for everyone's genetic fucking survival. Everybody. Everybody that came on this fucking land was not light-skinned, if you will. That's why I say to my beautiful chocolate sisters, don't feel ashamed. They all came from you, baby. Black is the essence from which all colors come from. Black is not a color. It's the essence of from which all colors come from. Let's not ever forget that. Black has always been beautiful. For the Moors, you could say black is a classification. We know all of that. In respect to that knowledge. But words have many meanings. Plain and simple. They're interchangeable. So forth and so on. That's why they have to keep us ignorant. They have to keep lying because knowledge is power. Once you start learning, you become empowered. Knowledge has always been power. A KRS-One said, you must learn. Yeah, they keep robbing the Africans of the knowledge and stuff that they had there. But, however, I feel like, and you can call in. This is not to throw any stones, because we all live in a glass house, right? I'm pretty sure we all do. But they have invaded and westernized and controlled Africa so much that y'all don't even defend it no more. You know, there's some, like the dude in South Africa, I forgot his name. Short, bald-headed, stocky, thick dude. Pause. 1865, the Belgium Conference, the scramble for Africa. They have invaded Africa. King Leopold II, just that alone, killed millions of people, of Congolese, people from the Congo, for rubber, and have not stepped one foot on that fucking soil. He's still in Belgium. The warrior spirit has left. Not at all, but the majority. And I say this, black people has channeled that warrior spirit and been fighting ever since. Because we fight our governments, huh? That's why there's an influx of other people coming here to dilute or taint that spirit. Because everybody don't think like how we think over here. Everybody that come in, they don't think like us. That's why they always say, y'all keep thinking about slavery. Your white man is white man that. Y'all don't get it. Y'all really don't. You can't splat your culture on mine to try to override what me and my people's been through. Your culture and mine is totally different, family. We come from the same tree. Yes, bear fruit from the same tree. But, nigga, we are different. So don't ever try to diss my culture, because we talking about what's still going on to this day. Because you was able to come here, couldn't wait to get over here and leave that oppression to come here for your freedom. We ain't leave. Come on, man. I don't even want to get there because I don't want to hurt no feelings. My son calling. What's up, daddy? What's going on? I'm live right now. What's going on, baby? How are you? Say what's up to the people real quick, Amari. Real quick. Say what's up. You good, though?
Hey, yeah.
All right, you all speak up. Hurry up, Daddy, because I'll call you once I'm off. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Friday. Today's Monday. It'll be Friday. Today is Monday, Friday. Today's Wednesday. Yes, it's on saying Friday in 2 more days. Okay? Yes. Yeah, man. Alright. Alright, Daddy. Love you, man. Alright, bye. Yes, my main man, 50 grand. And my daughters, they getting big like a motherfucker, man. Oh, my God. Chunky, chunky monkey. But yeah, man, that shit is real. So, what's his name real quick before I get out of here? Warchild Ashak Ishak, African. Do you want to call in real quick? If you want to call in, let's call in. Call in real quick, man. Let's talk about it. Brother to brother, let's talk about it real quick. Let's talk about it. Yeah, Montreal, it's not even hurt their feelings. It's just we have to speak real shit. No one can come over here and tell me about our culture and tell us why you still worrying about this, that, and third. You was worrying about it over there. But you was going through your government that looked like you, but they're being controlled by the same forces that we fighting over here. Get the fuck out of here. You want to talk about fighting your government, but we still doing it over here. Stop splatting your insecurities, your inferiorities, your pussiness on us. Put that shit in your back pocket, because all my pocket's full. What are you talking about? What up, school? What's goody? Hold on. Send me your Cash App link right now. Text me the Cash App link if it works. Send it to me. Just text it because I'm live, nigga. Text it. Text it to me. All right. Yeah, that's my brother Scooby, man. But that's just real shit. If anybody gets offended, that's not my fault. I'm just keeping it real. You cannot talk bad about me and my culture. But we have a definitive right to why we act the way we act. But y'all so animate to try to make us feel some kind of way. But when we look and magnify your shit, it don't look pretty, right? Sorry, brother. Sorry, I'm in the UK. What the fuck does that mean? You can't call? Man. Like, this is what I say. Stop talking shit if y'all niggas can't have a respectful dialogue. Stop talking in the fucking chat all the time. Stop making your own videos. Have a real fucking discussion with a nigga like me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to argue. Like, I know I'm always like a little animated a little bit. But I can have a real respectful dialogue. There's a lot of these African dudes that have their channels and shit like that that was making these videos, and I hit them up like, yo, you know, let's have a respectful dialogue. You know what I mean? Let's have this conversation on either all platform. Don't even want to do it, but y'all want to sit up there talking about African Americans lazy. I don't get it. Everywhere I go, I see a black person working. I don't get the shit that y'all talking about. Y'all just use these templates, stigmas on us like we don't fucking work. What the? I don't get it. Y'all have to stop, bro. Y'all got to stop. Y'all don't want to have this talk, but y'all want to splat y'all cowardness on us. We ain't cowards like that. Sorry. The same forces you fighting over there, but in blackface, same here. We just know they face. Woo, I want to say some more stuff. Leave me the fuck alone. Y'all, don't talk shit if y'all can't back it up. Area code 402, what it do? What you want?
Hi. 101. I just wanted to call. Hi. Yeah, I just was calling because I wish I could hear you better. No, I just wanted to call everything that you're saying is spot on, and I'm, you know, I've been doing a lot of research, and I went through this phase of being a bit angry and lashing out and trying to get people to understand what I was saying. Now I just realize some people don't want to know. They can turn it off and stop researching and go back to whatever you want to call it, go back to sleep. And
right.
Some people we just know and we have to teach our family, because when you come, you know, when you have, like when I just call and you said what you want, it's, everything doesn't have to be so hate. Like, I just was calling because I agree with you. So
no,
I wanted to ask.
I always say, what you want, I always say that. So I apologize. Sometimes my delivery be off. Sometimes I could be extra.
You're passionate. It's frustrating, too.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when you're trying to get people to realize what you know, and people are saying, I don't get it, or you're just hateful. No, it is frustrating as someone who's a Black American, and I've traced my family back, and my family has a Black History Museum, and I'm really into this, and I'm older, but it's frustrating when people come here and say, oh, it's so easy, but our loved ones shed their blood on this land, and we're here before any kind of theory they came up with. Redefined us and to make it easy for them to come here. And they get scholarships sometimes before we do. They get incentives to come here for education before we do. So it kind of reminds me, and I don't want people to get upset either about this, but just like they're talking about immigrants can come here and get an ID, they're going to help them with housing and all this stuff. What about the people who are here who might have trauma, generations of trauma and whatnot, and they can't get housing because it's a single man. They think he should just be able to work. Some people have trauma that prevents them from being able to keep a job. So I'm completely on your side. I feel your passion, and I'm with you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm really proud of you, young man.
Thank you, and I definitely appreciate that, love, for real. Thank you.
All right, love you. Bye-bye.
You too. Peace. That's real shit. I think this is Uncle fucking Charles, man. Is this Uncle Charles with your retarded ass?
What's up, Mike? What's happening, bro?
What's good, Mad Dog? What's up? Talk to me. What up?
You know, man, first of all, save a little bit of that bottle for me, man, because, hell, I need to take a shot. After what done went down today, I need to take a glass of shot of something, goddammit, that I need to drink. I need to become an alcoholic for 24 hours. That's what I need to do. Let me just say this. People sit there, you know, people from Africa, they don't like Black people. But I'll tell you something. But you got your damn stove down the street down here. You got two damn African stoves down the street. I went in one of them and it smelled like corn chips and ass. And the other one, you got an African out there selling off-brand Adidas, claymores, and grenades. So don't talk about us. And any damn two times I hear about on the news that a whole damn plane, that a fly brought a whole plane down in Africa, I want to ask questions. The question is, how did flies become that goddamn big? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. But like I said, I ran into a dude from London. And he said, you know, I'm from London. I'm from Plant City, goddamn it. Yeah, Charlie Ho, Pip, 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 Show. What the hell that's supposed to mean? I tell you this. The difference is between people in London and America, y'all got the hatchet and we got the gun. That's the way it is. Y'all got the flash and we got the double wide. It's what it is. It's what it's supposed to be. Everybody's different. The cultures are different. But ain't no way in the hell an African can tell me, see, all of a sudden you don't watch Shaka Zulu and all of a sudden now you think you're king of the hill. But that's a damn movie. Do you understand? That was a movie. The only people who were scared of them was white folks. And that's another famous sentence in closing. I decided to go ahead and kick with some white folks one weekend. Much to my sublime, I did it. And I get over there and they had dinner and say, come on, everybody around the table and eat dinner. I said, wait a minute, what is this? This is cottage cheese and filet mignon. I said, I can't eat that. I said, what do you want? I want some neck bones, black eyed peas, pig knuckles, hog maws, and that's what I want. That's what I want, goddammit. I don't eat that stuff. Then everybody got together to watch a movie. And you know what they had on? They had no game show on. They had Lassie. Now I gotta listen, sit up on the damn floor for a whole half an hour, goddammit. Listen to Lassie. Come on, Lassie. Come on, Lassie. Damn, Lassie. I'm getting the hell old. And that's all I got to say, Mike, and I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Hey.
Yes, sir.
My nigga, Mad Dog 2020. Man, that nigga crazy. I say Shaka Zulu, well, it was a TV show, but it was real, though. You know, they added theatrical extra stuff to it, but rest in peace to Shaka Zulu, though. You know what I mean? I still got love for Africa. It's still there. But reality just tells me, y'all don't fuck with us. And me, I'm a person that wears my heart on my sleeve. Don't fuck with me and my people. I don't fuck with you. We got Jersey. 862.
Hey.
Duke. What's up, man?
Yo, this is King of New Jersey, man. DCB. What's going on, bro?
Oh, what's good? What's good, my G? What's good, baby? I know who this is. What's up, boy?
What's good, man? I just want to call you show and show you some love, man. And talk about that Quando Rondo situation a little bit.
Talk about
do you think that Quando Rondo could have lined his own boy up?
Wait, you said Quando Rondo lined his own homeboy up?
Yeah. It happened many times before, man. Well,
allegedly, but give me your reason why you said that.
You never know if you had some type of beef going on. His homeboy could have killed him to the anything. I'm saying allegedly, but I'm saying it's a possibility. Don't you think that's a possibility? You know how the streets are.
I mean, just like my boy, Malik Stoneman told me that these niggas out there, they could have your Uber driver could be your hitman, the nigga that take you out or line you up. What a bad man. So. I mean, anything possible, but that's his best friend, even though best friends do cut niggas, do their own best friends dirty and shit because they close to you. I'm going to tip my scales to that, but if so, that'll be fucked up, but I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe it either. I don't really believe it, but I'm just saying, you gotta look at everything on all angles, man. We street dudes, you know what I'm saying? I know I am. So I know I've seen a lot of people get lined up by their homeboys because their homeboys probably tried to set them up and they found out about it or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there like that. But it could have been it was called slipping, you big?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You already know, man. Anything else?
Nah, bro, I just want to come through and show you some love, bro. Yo, you do your thing, man. I'm hollering at you. You know we got to do something together with Papa.
Absolutely, man. You know, nigga, I'm here, man. You know I fuck with you.
Yeah, no doubt, bro.
Stay up, man. Jersey.
You too. Jersey.
Shout out to motherfucker Jersey. This the last call. What's good, Montrese?
What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. What's good?
And I love my peoples, man, from Africa, but, you know, we have to, you know, whether people want to believe it or not, it's a lot of people, you know, a lot of our ancestors from Africa, but how it is now, that's how they look at us. So as much as I love them, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? As much as I love them, fuck them.
Look, man. I hear you, man. Everybody, look, like I said, I get it. And if anybody gets offended, that's from the land, you have to understand. You know, it'd be like that. Like, you don't know me. And, like, I got this book so many times. I always go back to that one time when I was going to, where I lived in Kearney, New Jersey, a real good part of New Jersey, like a real, not upsell, but like a great community. And I went to that Stopper shop over there. And I remember these Africans, I'm in the middle of the aisle. I think I was getting some garlic powder. I was looking for some seasonings and shit because I was going to cook. So, matter of fact, I was going to grill because I just got the grill. You know what I mean? It's a little hot. I want to grill. So, I'm like, you know what I mean? I love grilling. I'm a griller. Anyway, so as I'm
turn to my left, like a whole African family is just standing there and just grilling me. Like, if looks can kill, I was overkill. Like, they were just looking. And me, how I am, I hate when people stare at me. What the fuck is, I didn't do that. I was going to say, but I just gave them if a looks can kill, look too. Like, I mean, a grown mother, I think a son or a daughter, and a man. And they just watching me. Like, they didn't want to come in the aisle. Like, they waiting for me to get out the aisle, fam. Wow, I don't see this is the shit I'm talking about. Like, that African lady said the thing. Y'all have that talk before y'all get over here. So when you see me, you off the top. Don't fuck you. What the fuck is you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that? Do you know me? Why the fuck is you looking at me like that? That's the shit that we be talking about. Y'all gonna do that to the niggas who rape, rob, pillage, cut your fucking wrist off, the missionaries came with a Bible. When you close your eyes or open up your eyes, you had their Bible, they had your land. Rest in peace to the fucking Grandmaster John Henrik Clark. Don't talk, get the fuck out of here with that shit. It's the same fucking fight. Y'all just pussy. Don't get mad. You bulky cheek. What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? I'm tired of this shit now. Say what you gotta say, because I'm ready to go.
Man, that's what's up, bro. And, you know, what's funny is Jamaicans don't act like that with us. You know what I'm saying? That's the funny shit.
Say that again?
Jamaicans don't act like that with us. They love us.
Yeah, a lot of them do. That's why I say I fuck with my niggas, man. All the time. I fuck with my niggas, man. And they know that. So it's all good. But last word.
You know, you're talking about stairs and shit, man. Last year, I was at Old Navy, and there was an African couple in there, and they was looking at me. You know, and at first, I was like, you know, whatever. But, you know, I kept getting stared at. I'm like, hey, the dude was staring at me. I said, bro, can I have my fucking face back? He didn't know what that meant. He was like, what does that mean? I'm like, motherfucker, stop looking at me. Can I have my face back?
Right.
I don't like that staring shit either.
Right. Watch out.
Because I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to want to fight.
I want to hear all that. War Child, call in. You don't have minutes on your phone? They have WhatsApp now. They have things for free if you got Wi-Fi. You don't need, there's no more calling cards at the store. Call in and let's talk about it. Yes, Africa's gonna buy the country 20 times over, but you're not. Because who owns the fucking coal mines? The crude oil, the regular oil, the diamonds, the gold. Stop. Y'all have the potential of doing so. Stop. Stop. Y'all never want to do any business with us. A lot of y'all don't. But stop. Stop it. The glorification of Africa is over. The history is truth. It's truth. We done did it for close to 100 years. Putting Africa on the map, and all y'all did was punch us in the face. I can't do that to the grandmasters. They are turning over in their graves right now because of that. Y'all can say whatever you want to say. Yo, Montrese, I gotta go, man. Thank you for your call, King. You all ready?
For sure, man. Yep.
Peace. Look, I'm about to get out of here because my head hurt now. So that being said, it's always love for all of y'all, man. But let's just keep it 100. My Latin, my Puerto Rican, oh, y'all try to fuck with y'all. Y'all know that? But real is real. So fuck, nah. Time is up. All the other times, we just took it on the chin. What's your culture, niggas? Oh, Yankee boy. Oh, whatever. Anybody want to call? We took that shit on the chin for many years. That shit stops. You know? That shit stops now. It stops now. So that's why because I'm used to having a car. Always had a car. So I've been walking for the past eight months now. But I will be driving again. So I'll be, trust me. Because I don't like walking. I don't like taking buses and trains. I'm used to driving.
but I'll be back in the whip sooner than, I don't give a fuck what y'all think, but I will be driving again soon. As I now, I've been driving for over 15 years. I mean, that's long enough to pay the sum, and that's good. It's all good. Had a lot of cars. With that being fucking said, now as I travel through the world, I am seeing the shit that I'm seeing, and that shit is fucking crazy, son. What I see while I'm on the train, what I see when I'm out, I'm going off the experience. I'm not grabbing shit out the sky. This is all from here and here. It's crazy out here. And that's why I say we have to put a stop to this shit now. Not let's fight and no. We created our own identity, stand on it, fortify it, with meaning strengthen it, build, manage, and protect our culture. Because everybody is so happy with their culture, which is mid. That's how it's supposed to be. But don't look at us when we only big up our motherfucking culture and our culture and shit. Not your culture, black man. But yeah, infuse our culture with your shit, man. I don't get it. I don't get it, son. Look, I can say more. It's all good for those who fuck with us. I fuck with you. I fuck with a lot of people who is not from here that I grew up with that I say I love you to after the phone call or after we depart, after we give daps and hugs. There's a lot of people who's not originally from here that I grew up with that I got love for. So, I'm just letting y'all know that. Now is time to just look at what it is. I don't give a fuck if y'all are leaving out. Good. All of y'all, for the last time, should just get real sometimes. I'm out. Y'all have a good one. Yes, human show emotions, but and I'm just passionate. Because we fucking up. All of us fucking up. I don't know. I think I talk too much. The black man don't love himself. That's why I always teach and preach black love. Because I know I love myself. I love my black people, son. Sure do. I know I may walk in the street if I see brother. I'm on war mode. I'm on like, leave me the fuck alone. I ain't bothering you. I'm on about keeping moving. But if I see something, we lock eyes. Peace, brother. And that shit, it happens vice versa. Motherfuckers say what up to me. I don't even know. I'm like, what up? What's good, brother? Like, I practice what I preach. I don't just sit here and talk this shit on this camera. I do that when I'm out in the world. I hold the door for niggas. If I'm going in first or whatever, hold the door. I don't. I'm not a dickhead. I don't know. The love is there. That's what I can say. I'm out. Peace. I might be back. I don't know. I'll take another shot. And I gotta eat. I did eat. But I ain't have a meal, so I'm going to order me something to eat real quick. I'll probably order me some, I want some Jamaican food, so, yeah, probably go get some Jamaican food, so. But shout out to my y'all minds out there, right? Some oxtails and oxtail gravy with some rice and peas and steamed cabbage, right? Macaroni and cheese. Anyway, peace, motherfuckers. Y'all be safe.